أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتلا انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا ومن يريد ثواب الدنيا نؤته منها ومن يريد ثواب الآخرة نؤته منها وسنجزي الشاكرين صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss verses number 144 and 145 of Surah Ali Imran, continuing with the discussion of the Battle of Uhud, the time when our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was injured in the Battle of Uhud. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fallen to the ground. The flag bearer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had also met his martyrdom and he had also fallen to the ground. And then a rumor had spread that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had become shaheed. There are those narrations that indicate that in actual fact it was shaitan that had spread this rumor. Now if we can internalize the situation, the condition of the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, at that particular moment, on the one hand, they are seeing the other shuhada on the ground, many others are injured, and then from both sides the attack of the Quraysh, some of them are shocked, others are disheartened, and in this way the turmoil in the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never be spoken enough about, it is untold. And hence some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had become disheartened, and some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had begun to retreat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum with regards to, on the one hand, our iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the perfect balance that a Muslim should have iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It can never be overemphasized, and at the same time it can never be overlooked. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ, Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is but the Rasul, is but a messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah Rabbul Izzat is Allah. Our iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will continue. And hence Allah says, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ, before Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many Rasuls, many messengers had passed on. أَفَ إِمَّاتَ, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed on, أو قُتِلَ, or if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been martyred, in qalabtum ala aqabikum, then would you turn on your heels? In other words, you need to reflect, what is all of this for? What is your motive? What is your objective? You need to continue to fight for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this point of reflection for the Sahaba of Uhud, for the rest of the Sahaba, and obviously for the Ummah وفو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ تبارک و تعالی had chosen صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم to become the guides of the ummah of Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And these are the events that had taken place in their lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrects them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us then that these were those people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had put them through these tests. And of course, they became our guides. And we will continue then holding their hands. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our example. And of course, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that we would do for, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be our objective and our motive in life. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in this state, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then began to call out, إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, O servants of Allah, come towards me. Some narrations indicate that initially about 12 Sahaba and then later a balance of Sahaba had come, making up the number of 30 Sahaba. The first Sahabi to have noticed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sayyiduna Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he began to exclaim to others that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not met with martyrdom. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously did not respond, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want the enemy forces to know the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because then probably they would have launched a fresh attack upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Sayyiduna Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, with one hand out preventing arrows from coming towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, utilizing his one hand that eventually became paralyzed, he used it as a shield, protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu continued to shoot his arrows, protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the narration, even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing the arrows to Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It comes in a narration that he was so furiously shooting the arrows that even his bow bent because of the extreme furious actions of a Sayyiduna Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It was on that occasion that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyiduna Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that may my parents be sacrificed for you. And other sahaba in other ways protected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Nadhr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when this entire occasion had arisen, that when the news of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the rumor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's martyrdom had begun to spread, so he said to others that, why are you sitting? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given his life for a particular cause, hasn't the time come for us to give our lives also for the similar cause? Him and other sahaba went forth, and then they also gave their lives for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ أَقِبَيْهِ, then whoever turns back upon his heels, in other words, whoever retreats, whoever leaves the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا, such a person will never harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the slightest. But Allah ta'ala neither needs our takbir, Allah ta'ala neither needs our tasbih, Allah ta'ala neither needs our sacrifice. Allah needs absolutely nothing from us. Allah is all independent. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ, on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense those who are thankful, in other words, those who continue to pursue. It was this verse of the Quran Sharif when eventually our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise had taken place and the ummah had been helter-skelter. Even Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on that occasion began to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not deceased. However, like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is gone to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu refreshed the minds of the Sahaba and he recited this verse, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. And Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum then began to recollect and realize that the truth has been spoken in the Quran Sharif. And Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu assisted them in recollecting this verse of the Quran. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا. No one can die except by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا, written at the appointed time. وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. And whoever desires the recompense of this world, we will grant it to him from it. وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. And whoever desires the recompense of the hereafter, then we will grant it to him. We will grant it to him from it. وَسَنَجْزِ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And we recompense fully those who are grateful and appreciative to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu.